World International Network and Unipix Films present a Charles O'Brien production, a Richard Friedman film, Can't Be Heaven. Heartwarming coming-of-age drama about a young boy struggling to come to terms with the trials of adolescence, who receives guidance from a friendly ghost.
I've got this feeling, what you're concealing, you can't hide it from me, it's easy to see you're in love, you can't help but show it, more than you shows in your eyes, you're in love. Moonbeams and falling stars and wishing wells are fine, but they cannot compare to a love that lasts through time. I've got this feeling, what you're concealing, you can't hide it from me, it's easy to see you're in love. I've got this feeling, what you're concealing, you can't hide it from me, it's easy to see you're in love.
In a graveyard, 20 or so people stand gathered round a coffin.
And we ask the Lord our God to bring eternal life to Armando Perillo's son. As we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Armando Perillo was, as we all know, a strong man, stubborn. Huh? We have a dog. Like all of you, he came to this country, poor immigrant, talked his way into a job at 16, kept it his entire life, and like many of you, he learned the language as best he could. His marriage to Gina lasted 54 years. They raised Valentino, a wonderful boy, an honorable man who we all still miss very much. So let us now bow our heads in silent prayer and remember Armando Perillo in our own way, in our own words.
A young boy of around 12 pulls a gold filling from his tooth and with an elastic band flicks it at another boy, hitting him on the cheek.
Ow! Danny, how could you behave?
I'm just here.
Just work with me here.
A couple wearing dark suits enter a pretty house where the wake is being held.
Questo ragazzo è veramente bello.
È una cosa molto simpatica.
Nona Gina, the widow of the deceased, looks on as the men, sitting round a large table, enjoy themselves while the women console each other. One of the men pulls Gina's grandson, Danny, towards him and gives him some wine.
Facendo anni mi vedo.
Shame on you.
Ma il vino fa crescere più forte.
Not for my son. Go see Nonna Gina.
But Mom, I want to stay with Anzi when everyone else is.
She's sitting there all by herself. We're supposed to think of her today, okay? Okay.
Danny walks towards Gina. A guest kisses him on the way.
Hey, Nona, do you need anything? commissario Armando is
dead. Danny's friend Phil places a whoopee cushion on the sofa.
Don't move.
Phil's mother throws him onto the sofa. Danny's mother Maggie joins them.
What a day, huh?
Yep.
So, Mike, the man you've been dating for the past 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
Where have you been hiding him?
Angela, I didn't think it would be right if he came to this. This is a family thing.
Maggie, it's not like you just met him yesterday. It's about time you brought him to a family thing.
Phil tries to get up. His mother grabs him.
Come. Do you think she misses Armando?
Gina? Maybe in another life, but the way this one worked out for her, you know, I don't think she ever was in love with anyone.
No.
Hmm?
Really?
She grabs him again.
Danny?
A pretty girl comes in.
Oh, look, it's Julie. You know her from next door?
Yeah. You go, huh?
Thanks, Nona. So, how did practice go? Great. You got some water?
Yeah, right.
Danny pours some water for Julie.
All right, get this. I got a homework for doubles. Mary tried to get me a second, but
you ran her over.
Like a train. How's your grandma?
Okay, I guess. We're getting the house ready. She's moving in tomorrow.
Oh. Here?
Here.
Oh, guess what? I got a new game. Star Fox. I bet you can't beat 17,000.
I bet you I can.
I bet you can.
Danny and Julie play a computer game.
Get back here. Flippy, watch out.
You're behind me. I see him. Hey, there's a missile.
Whoa! Help me!
Got it. Wow.
How what?
I can't believe that you mean Phil are in the seventh grade.
To be honest, I can't believe Phil made it out of second.
No!
Busted!
Julie picks up a teddy bear.
So, what do you think the rest of the year is going to be like?
Can't tell. It's only been a week.
I think it's going to be different. What does Mr. Snuggles have to say?
No! Oh, man. That is not Mr. Snuggles. It has never been Mr. Snuggles.
It's always been Mr. Snuggles to me.
Whatever.
Danny looks through a telescope.
What do you mean different?
I don't know. You get the feeling that something's going to happen to us this year. I mean, something unusual.
No.
Well, I do.
Where do you come up with that?
It's just a feeling.
So you really don't know?
I trust my feelings. It's a woman thing.
A woman thing?
Yeah.
Looking in the mirror, she runs her fingers through her hair.
I wonder what I'm going to look like by the time I get to college.
Taller.
Taller? Well, yeah, taller.
Taller? Well, woman, we better get back downstairs.
Taller!
Removal men carry boxes into Danny's house as Gina moves in.
Okay, so what's wrong with this room? You know it's the only spare one we have.
Oh, my feet. Those stairs, they hurt my feet. I can't stand. Oh, every day it's up and down, up and down. I can't.
You walk to the grocery store every day. That's 3 blocks. I've seen you do it in 2 feet of snow with your slippers on. What are you talking about?
I'm just so... I can't.
Listen, Gina, I'm doing the best that I can.
This is your best.
I know. What is that supposed to mean? If Papa Armando was here... Listen, you make peace with your feet. I'm going downstairs.
Give me. Avanti, hey, come.
Gina lifts the boxes herself as Danny stares in disbelief. Maggie's boyfriend, Mike, walks into the house.
Hey, morning. Meg?
Hi.
Hey.
Morning, handsome.
How you doing?
Better now.
Oh, good. Did the mother-in-law get moved in peacefully?
The queen?
Mm-hmm.
She is upstairs giving orders.
Ah, how's Danny?
He's the greatest kid in the world.
Oh, good. Guess what?
What?
I came to kidnap you and take you to breakfast.
I don't know. I don't think I should leave them alone.
Oh, come on. It's not an official kidnapping if you have to ask permission. Well, you got a live-in babysitter up there.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get my purse.
Okay.
Turning round, she sees Danny on the stairs.
Let me just walk you to the porch, okay? Danny, say hello to Mike.
Hey.
I'll be right back.
At school.
Come on, we're gonna be late.
No, we're not. We've got plenty of time. And besides, this is a shortcut I learned in drama class.
Wow. This is so cool. I mean, just to be standing here. Wow.
Oh my gosh, okay. Well, Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet.
Hey, let's pretend we're actors. Here you go.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right, you'll be Romeo, and I, of course, will be Juliet. Okay.
What did I do?
Didn't do anything. I'm acting.
Ugh. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
No. Okay. Just skip ahead to flip, flip. Okay, yeah. There.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, go.
Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied?
What satisfaction canst thou have tonight?
The exchange of thy loves, faithful vow for mine.
This is would you just read?
Okay, okay. The exchange of thy love, faithful thou for mine.
I gave thee mine before thou didst request it, and yet I would it were to give again.
Wouldst thou withdraw it? For what purpose, love?
But to be frank, and give it thee again, and yet I wish before the things I have. My bounty is as boundless as the sea. My love is deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have, and yet both are infinite. I hear some noise within. Dear love, adieu. Sweet Montague, be true. Stay but a little, I shall come back.
Phil applauds.
Bravo!
You creep!
Encore! Encore!
Oh, shut up!
Danny and Phil enter the classroom.
Hey, hey, Bobby, how you doing?
Shirley, you little mainstay.
What do you say, Eddie?
Okay. Phil, do you do that every morning?
Yep. You're a piece of work, you know that? Ain't that the truth? Okay, what color?
Red.
Phil pulls gum from under the desk.
Nope. Look, it's orange. Sorry, you lose.
Julie walks into the classroom.
Holy Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
What?
You look at Julie lately?
No.
Yeah, walked with her to school this morning. Ow! No, you lame. Look at her.
Yeah, so?
So? She's hot. I mean, like, whoa. Makes you just, you know, just want, you know,
oh,
just
please stop. It's just Julie.
Just? If I were you, I'd scam her. At least ask her out.
Why? I see her all the time. She lives right next door.
You're either an idiot or you're chicken.
Shh. Oh, gosh!
Stop.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Julie.
Hey, sweetheart.
Yuck.
Same here.
Philip Mazzoni, what are you doing?
I'm doing a chicken, Miss Whisser.
You come see me after class.
Whisser the Pisser.
Okay, now, we have a new student who's joining us this year. His name is Argentina Bellatucci DeFaccio La Roca. You can call him Archie. Archie, would you take that empty seat over there?
Argentina Bellatucci DeFaccio Mocha
must be from out of town. Hey, boy, must be supposed to try it seventh grade.
Second.
Archie sits next to Julie.
Okay, class. Your first writing assignment this year is to write a poem. Since I don't believe anyone here has ever written a poem before, I will accept anything that comes reasonably close. And rhyming isn't necessary.
Julie acts coyly.
We'll begin.
She smooths her hair and Danny looks over jealously. In the music room.
It's so nice to have such enthusiastic students.
So, how's the saxophone lessons?
Okay, I guess. Miss Viola's driving me crazy. I mean, with all this extra tutoring she's giving me, there's gotta be more to life than camp town races.
So how about the new kid?
New kid?
Yeah, Archie. You saw him.
Well, I guess I really didn't notice.
He's neat.
Neat?
I mean, like, cute.
I don't know about cute. I mean, don't you think cute's a little much?
Well, Shirley thinks he's cute, too.
Shirley thinks every guy's cute.
Hey. I wonder if he's gone with anyone.
Huh?
Do you think he likes me?
Well, sure, why not? I mean, why wouldn't he? I mean, everyone likes everyone. I like you.
Really?
Well, it's like, you know.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, guess what? I got elected to the Welcome Dance Committee. Archie's on it, too. Should be fun.
Oh, joy.
Bye.
At Danny's house.
In this country, you should talk English.
You don't rip these up for rags.
You're kneeling.
But this looks like a tenement now. And what is this?
It keeps it nice, huh?
I got rags on all of my doorknobs.
The doorknobs are cold.
The doorknobs are cold. I got cold doorknobs. I don't want rags on all my doorknobs. That's the rule of this house, okay? And that's the rule.
In the evening on the veranda. Danny sits by his father's grave.
So what do you think? Not very good, is it? So here's the thing. Dad, I hate being 12. Well, I don't know anyone who really likes it, but... You see? I'm really confused. Like, almost all the time.
A man appears in a suit.
Remember Julie? Well, what I thought was okay before isn't okay anymore. I get these feelings, and I get mad and jealous, and I don't even know what I'm getting mad or jealous about.
I think I got an idea about that.
I'm sure you do, but... Hello?
Hello. Hey.
Danny runs away. The ghost-like suited man picks up the saxophone. Danny runs to the cemetery gates and rolls underneath. Back at home, Maggie stirs the soup. Gina puts her nose close to smell it, almost putting her head in the saucepan.
Do you mind? Gina, do you mind?
Ah, a little more onion.
But I hate onions. You like onions, remember?
Mom, I was at the cemetery visiting Dad.
Good, you're here. Sit down. Relax for a second. I want you to try something.
Okay, now can I finish? Okay, I was at the cemetery, like I said, visiting Dad. I got scared.
Just remember, there's no pressure, but keep in mind I'm your mom and you love me very much.
Hey, Mom, I was talking. Mom!
More on.
Gina.
I like to make it right, huh?
Mom, I was talking.
Yeah, well, you should open up your own restaurant.
Ah, I.
Good. Don't cry, Walpole lady.
Don't cry, Mom. Mom.
Okay, sit down. Gina, sit down. Here you go. Take some water. Okay? Okay, relax. Relax. That's it. Okay, tomorrow we're going to go to Dr. Francona.
Francona? No good.
You've been going to Francona for 20 years. All of a sudden, Francona's are no good.
Don't
you go. You're
going.
Good.
Hey.
You're going and that's the end of it.
Right? Just
a Gina offers Maggie the onion.
Fine. I'll put the onion in.
Setting up for the school dance.
So, what are you saying? I just have to go back to him. Why? He's got my sack.
You gave it to him?
No! I just ran so fast. I mean, I just left it there. I gotta get it back.
Good luck.
You're coming with me.
That's fine, Flecko. I ain't going with you.
Fine, I thought you were my friend.
Me too. I'm just as surprised about my attitude as you are.
The boys bump into Archie.
Oh, shit.
You better watch where you're going.
Let go.
Hey! That's my best friend. Pick on someone your own size, Big Ape.
What?
You heard me. You overgrown, banana-eating, steroid-sucking, knuckle-scraping, muscle-headed, vine-swinging gorilla!
I'm gonna kill you.
Hey! I'm right here, Kudo. Take your best shot.
Hey, guys, crazy.
Stop it! Stop it, boys! Break it up! Break it up! Come over here! Just go! Stop it! Break it up! Oh, come on! Break it up! Cut it out! Cut it out! You all have detention.
Oh, me!
And you! This is the third fight you've gotten into, Philip.
I'm going to
You're
get
gonna
it.
You're going to get it.
I'm headed to the principal's office.
You're headed to the principal's office.
Will I just stop this?
You just stop. Follow me.
Women, nothing but trouble.
I'm going to get you.
In the corridor, Danny carries a pile of blackboard rubbers.
What are you doing, Danny?
Well, I got to clean erasers for detention.
For what?
I got into a fight.
You, Danny?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I actually have something that might make you feel better.
Really?
I'm looking for someone to play the school song at the Welcome Back Dance.
Huh?
You know, the school song. Columbus Junior High School, our pride and passion is true.
Yeah, I know what it is. But, I mean, why not Edgar?
Yeah, that's what the committee thought, too. You know, no slur on Edgar, but tuba?
What about the band? They could play it.
Danny, it's a tradition. Someone from music class always plays the school song.
Oh, man, but I'm not that good. I'll be embarrassed. I'll be ostracized. I'll be outcast. I mean, I'm already outcast, but I'll be out farther out. Yeah.
Whoa, Danny, calm down. Okay? Listen, we'll work on it. And if it doesn't gel, then we'll let the band do it. Okay? But at least give it a chance.
Okay.
Thanks, Danny. I'll go tell the committee we got our man.
He walks towards Julie as she opens her locker.
Are you okay, Danny?
Sure.
I heard you got into a fight with Archie.
Well, that was nothing.
Well, I'm glad you're not hurt.
Hey, let's go check out those skaters at Victor's later on.
Camp, the Welcome Back Dance Committee meets tonight.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, and this is great. Archie is on the committee.
Yeah, that is great.
You should really get to know him. He's pretty cool. See you around.
Yeah, sure.
Danny runs back to the cemetery again to find the ghostly man playing his saxophone. He creeps round the back of him amongst the gravestones.
Bite you, kid. I know you're there.
That's my sax. I just gotta have it back.
Well, that's understandable. Here.
Put it down.
No, you don't need to be afraid.
I don't care. Just put it down and step away a bit.
I've been watching too many Cagney gangster flicks there, kid. Okay. Here.
Step away.
Danny picks up the saxophone.
So who are you? What are you doing?
I work here. I'm the groundskeeper.
Never seen you here before.
I'm new.
No, you're not.
Sure I am.
Working this late when the cemetery's closed?
I need the overtime.
Just like that?
Okay. You got me. My name's Hubert, and I'm waiting for someone.
Waiting for someone in a cemetery?
Yep.
So how long have you been waiting here for?
A pretty long time. Well, not exactly here. Kind of between here and here. But not here altogether, just here now, at this time. Here.
Sounds fishy.
Good. Hate to think you don't have a sense of caution. My full name's Hubert Dearborn. My friends call me Hubie. And you would be?
Danny.
Danny or just Danny?
Just Danny.
Pleased to make your acquaintance, Danny.
Hubert holds his hand out and Danny reluctantly shakes it.
So, what were you doing practicing in the cemetery anyway?
Anywhere else people complain?
I know what you mean. I heard you playing.
Hey!
Yeah, check me out.
Hubert takes the sax from Danny.
Well, where'd you learn how to play like that?
Here and there. A bunch of dark places in between.
Man, I wish you could play like that.
You practice every day?
Yeah.
Nah, you're a damn liar. Kid your age doesn't practice every day.
Well...
Nah, no need to apologize. I know. I remember. I was your age once.
Those dumb songs they teach you.
Yeah, you're right. I remember.
Weren't they the worst?
I got you. I'm with you. But you gotta learn how to crawl first. So, who were you talking to yesterday?
My dad. Talked to him a lot.
Sure you do. Boy's gotta have a dad to talk to.
Yeah, the doctor said he had something wrong with his heart. But my mom said he had a really good one, though. I better get going. Sorry about yesterday. You know, about the running away and stuff.
Nah, you did the right thing.
Thanks. Oh, maybe I could come back, you know, listen to you play some more.
I'd like that. Haven't had an audience in a long time. Gigs are kind of thin around here.
All right, bye.
I'll see you, young man.
Back at Danny's house.
Hi, Aunt Lily, Uncle Vito.
Mwah. Ciao. Hey, you want? I make some drink, some tamarind, huh?
No, that's okay, I'm fine.
Come, it's a little cold outside.
I wanted to stay outside for a while.
Where are you?
I was at the cemetery.
Ah, nice. I think you're talking to your father.
Yeah, I pretty much talk to myself. But he listens.
Valentino, my son, is a good man. I bet you miss him, huh?
Yes, sometimes a lot. Do you miss grandfather too?
Mando?
Simple.
Well, mom says that...
Aha. Yeah, I know. Your mama is a good person. But she don't understand. Armando, he was a man who stays. Some do not. He could put food on the table, a roof over my head, and he gave me my son. But, he was a cruel man. Rigid, stern. He don't laugh. I try to make him laugh. But he don't.
So?
I don't laugh. But I accept him. I be a good wife. I fulfill his needs. But fate could have been a different thing.
What could have been different, Nona?
Look, you stay out, but not long, okay? Okay? Mm-hmm. And I have some tamarindo ready. Ah, love.
Maggie walks into the kitchen.
More eggs, huh? Ah, eat.
No. I'm gonna get the paper. All right.
Maggie goes to the front door.
Oh, look, Julie! Danny, it's Julie.
What are you doing?
Julie, over here.
Ma?
Come on, come in. What is your problem? We haven't seen her around here in a while.
But, Mom, you don't understand.
What? Hi, Julie.
Hi, Mrs. Perla. Hi, Nana Gina.
Ah, such a pretty girl. Ah, look, Danny.
Nona.
Hey, Julie, why don't you stop by for lunch? We got a ton of food, you and Danny.
I'm meeting someone.
Who, Archie?
Yeah, you know, for the dance committee.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Mwah.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Say hello to your mom.
Sure.
Maggie finds Philip at the front door.
Mrs. Perillo?
Has Satan sent you for my son?
Yes.
Figures.
The lovely Julie Ziff.
Creep.
That's good. I find brevity attractive.
See you, Danny.
Goodbye, gorgeous.
You make my puke want to puke.
I'm flushed with passion.
You're such an idiot.
Oh, I knew that long before you did, my friend. Just invite me to the wedding. He's in love, you know. But he's too dumb to figure it out.
Ah, wise boy.
Speaking of which, run away with me tonight, Nona Gina. And we'll live like royalty on a tropical island.
And a silly boy.
Just you and me in the moonlit nights on the beach. Barefoot and in love.
Oh, amore.
At school.
How'd your poem turn out?
Well, I forgot to write one.
Hey, you're becoming like me, and that ain't good.
I'll whip something up for class, I guess.
Kill two birds. Write it to Julie. A love poem, yeah, a love poem.
Why?
Why? Why? What, am I blind? I can see what's going on. It's like I'm watching a stupid opera. I ain't writing no dumb love poem.
In class, Danny writes a poem.
I hope everyone finished their writing assignments for today. I'm sure we all can't wait to hear them. Oh, good, Philip. We'll start with you.
What I like. A poem by Phil Mazzoni. I like cars. I like my pillow. I like baseball. I like my bicycle. I like Jell-O. I like soft window putty.
Okay, well, that certainly is you, Philip.
Let's see. Teresa, why don't you read yours?
My Dreams by Teresa Powers. I have this dream of my big debut, an entertainment news reporter. In entertainment news. I want to make millions. I want to be the envy of all my friends. I want really white teeth. Something camera lens. If I can't find personal happiness, that's okay. At least I'll have tons of money. And that's okay.
Okay. Well, let's see. Oh, Archie, why don't you read yours?
It's nothing much. I wrote it for someone special. It's called Butterfly Wings.
Uh-oh.
Painted dewdrops glisten to her eyelashes. Feathered hair caresses her skin. The light of 1,000 diamonds sparkle inside of her. And rain dances around this jewel. On butterfly wings she flies. Inside her soul, her heart is still kept. Barred and chained as archangels wept. The light from 1,000 diamonds, her smile defends her. And the rain dances around this jewel. On butterfly wings she cries. I dream of my pillow, heavy and tired. Rain pats against the window, distant and cold. The flutter of butterfly wings, miles and miles and miles away.
Danny snaps his pencil.
Score!
Very good, Archie. Very good. Do you see, class, what you can do if you put your mind to it? Okay. Danny, your turn. What did you write for us?
I didn't write anything. I sort of forgot.
Danny tears out the page from his book. At home, Gina cooks while Danny plays sax.
Danny!
What?
Grazie.
Hello, Mom. How are you?
Hello, Mom. How are you?
Won't you just give that a little rest for a while and give your mouth something else to do?
All right.
Pays to work in the bakery.
Mm-hmm.
What's this?
Oh. I need your signature. You gotta sign the forms that go to the school dance.
A dance? Huh?
Well, yeah, it's just a dance.
Dance isn't nice.
Big deal, a stupid dance.
No, no, Gina, show them the dance card you have. Ah. You know the one you're always carrying around. You know what I'm talking about. I've seen it 100 times.
Gina pulls a handkerchief from her pocket and reveals a dance card wrapped inside. She gives it to Danny.
Man, this is old.
You see, way back when a boy wanted to dance with a girl, and the girl wanted to dance with him, he would sign his name on her dance card. And at the end of the night, she would dance with each boy in the order that they had signed their names.
Dance is good. You go, you have fun, huh?
But there's only one name on the card.
Excuse me.
With a sad expression on her face, Gina takes the card from Danny. She puts on a hat.
You watch your soup, okay? Mm-hmm. I go to the vegetable garden.
You know, Danny, I think going to the dance is a good thing. You make some friends.
What about Phil?
Sweetie, I hate to break this to you, but Phil is going to jail. I don't know when he is going to jail, but he is going to jail. And when he does, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Now, what is this about the chaperone?
Oh, the parent wants to go and chaperone the dance. You know, to see what's happening.
Well, maybe I should ask Mike to do it.
Why?
We'll give you some time together.
No, that isn't so good.
No, I think that's a great idea.
Me.
They don't have a vegetable garden.
Maggie rushes to the garden to see Gina pulling up her roses.
Ah! What are you doing? Those are my roses.
Over there? No, folks. Radicchios I plant over there.
But that's my flower bed!
Cucumbers, huh? Just wait. I make you a beautiful spinach salada, aspetti.
Gina, you're gonna kill me! This is my house! Oh, God.
God bless her.
She's gonna bury us alone, you know.
At the cemetery, Danny listens to Hubie.
Rock.
In my day, we burned. But you didn't come here for no concert, huh, kid?
Oh, yeah? You want a cookie?
Nah, give me heartburn. So, who's this Julie?
Julie?
Yeah, girl you're talking to your dad about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. What I'm talking about is what all us guys have in common.
What's that?
Girl problems.
I don't have any girl problems.
You got this girl?
No.
Then you got a problem.
Well, I don't think she feels the same way I do.
Ah, and how do you know that?
I don't, it's just...
You ever tell her how you feel?
I gotta go.
Hey, okay, all right. I didn't mean to go through the back door like that. Come on, I'll walk you out.
So what about you? With girls, that is. You have someone?
No, I've had my share, I suppose. It's kind of hung up on one in particular, though.
So you know what they want. You understand them. Right?
Danny, all I know is this. Any man who says he understands a woman doesn't know a damn thing.
Oh.
But listen, if the human race ever ends, it won't be on account of us men not wanting our women. See, things like that don't change. You just have to show her what your feelings are.
It's just hard for me to say. You know, tell her?
No, I didn't say tell. I said show. To tell her isn't anything. See, talk is cheap, and women are born knowing that. See, there's no investment. There's no gesture.
Gesture?
Yeah, something from the heart, my brother. Something grand, you know? That thing that poets write about. The thing that singers sing about. The thing that kings and princes battle for. The reason the stars twinkle, the moon glows. The birds sing, roses and poems, sweet melodies intermingled and all mixed together. And it's insane and it's beautiful and it's sort of a madness that just grabs men's souls and brings them down to their knees.
Huh?
Okay, scratch that. For you, let's start small. You buy her a little something, some evidence, something she could hold on to. See, women like that. Something she could throw at you when she gets mad.
Like a gift?
Yes.
Buy a gift.
And give it to her.
Just buy a gift and give it to her?
That's it.
And then what?
Then nothing.
Nothing?
You're done. You say, I thought you might like this.
And they like that.
To a woman.
And what do I get out of it?
Just that.
Just what?
That's your reward.
What's my reward?
Her acceptance.
Acceptance?
Of the gift.
Her acceptance is my reward. I'm grateful to her for taking something I'm giving her for free. That's it?
Danny, ever seen an avalanche?
No, but I know where one is.
You know what triggers them off? Gets them all rolling and thundering down the mountain?
No.
One single snowflake.
With a puzzled expression, Danny mouths the same words. Danny lays on his bed. He gets up, empties a jar of coins, and starts to count them. He looks over at his Nintendo. The next day, he takes it to a junkyard.
You steal that thing, kid?
No.
Look at me attitude. You actually own it?
Yes.
Well, be careful. Don't bump into anything. You know, in my day, we didn't have all this electronic this, electronic that. We were self-entertained. We did it by ourselves, you know? And now, bada boom, bada bing, bing, everything's done for you. You know my wife, you ready? She's got a toothbrush that is electronic. She can't do this. She does this. What's the point?
How much?
I got a button. and I push it, my car opens. It says, I'm open. I said, who asked you? And I got a thing in my house. I got a switch that's been there 12 years. I have no idea what it does.
Are you going to buy it or not?
This is funny. We got a button now in the kitchen that you push, and it opens a panel of other buttons that gets you to a switch that gets you to a knob. I mean, come on, give me a break here.
I just am running on thin ice, and I would like you to buy this.
What I'm going to tell you is that you got to get out and see the world. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Run on a beach, walk up a mountain, wave to a duck, hug a tree. Please, get out of your house is what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. I need
to tell it in a nutshell. You got your whole life ahead of you. Don't piss it away staring at a screen.
Okay, the Nintendo.
I got Nintendo. Here you go. I'm going to give you $20 for it.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right.
Oh, from a friend, not part of a deal. Thanks.
Go get him, kid. That's what I need, another Nintendo. Remember, get out of your house. Go fishing.
Danny crosses the road and runs down the street to a Japanese florist. He walks down some steps and is greeted by a Japanese lady holding a fan. They bow. She shows him into the shop where another lady is arranging the flowers.
She likes something nice.
A pretty Japanese girl brings him some white flowers and a red rose. The lady ties a red bow round them and holds up a card. Danny writes on the card, Julie, I love you. Danny.
Dragon and rain.
He runs down the street to school holding the rose. He arrives at school and peers from behind a tree. He sees Julie on the steps talking to Archie, who gives her a big bouquet of flowers. He pulls Julie towards him, and they kiss. Danny is shocked and disappointed. His music teacher, Miss Viola, walks up behind him.
Danny, good morning. Who's that for?
For you.
For me?
Help me with everything this year.
Think. Isn't that sweet?
Thanks, Dana.
I'll see you later.
Danny looks angry when he sees them still kissing. In the music room, he tears up the card he wrote.
Haiku for us. Danny, are you all right? You look pale.
I can only take so much damn pressure.
Danny storms out of the classroom.
Danny.
He goes to the graveyard.
It's obvious I'm not going to get Julie. Just things aren't happening the way they're supposed to happen. I mean, he's always one step ahead of me. I'm standing there with my one little flower, and he shows up with the whole garden, enough to choke a black hole.
Black hole? What's that? You just making these words up?
And then he kisses her. I mean, she kisses him. She kisses him. Wait, he gives her a whole garden, then she kisses him.
Looks like you got your lawn mowed, kid.
I'm frustrated totally.
See, you didn't tell me there was going to be competition. See, that's going to make things harder.
It ain't working. Nothing's working.
Nothing's working. Open your eyes, kid. Everything's working. It just ain't working for you. It's working for,
Archie.
Archie. Right. Now, you really didn't actually give her that flower, did you?
I didn't have a chance.
See? You're giving up.
It's just too hard.
Of course it's hard. This is a man's job. But if you want to be a little boy about it...
I am not.
R2.
I am not.
You really haven't done anything yet. You're just giving her to,
Archie.
Yeah, you're just saying, here, take her. I really don't even like her. I don't even feel like trying.
But I do like her.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I'm just getting creamed everywhere I turn.
Then take her.
Where?
No, not where. Take her like a man. Be in charge. Be decisive. You show her what you want. It's time to be direct. You're the man.
I am?
You've got desires, right?
All right.
You got wants?
Wants.
Needs?
Needs.
Well, then take what is rightfully yours. You got it?
Got it.
Really?
I think so.
Then go.
Go.
No, go. Really, move. Go, go.
All right.
Go.
Danny runs down the street to Julie's house and knocks on her bedroom window.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. You're mine.
He kisses her.
Ow! Ow!
Hey, Danny, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
At the graveyard.
I guess hard guy's just not your style, huh?
Yeah.
And conventional doesn't seem to work too well for you either.
Say that again.
Yep, all's fair in love and war, and you gotta just take your licking and keep moving on.
Yeah, I'm through.
Oh, now that's just Jakey. Drive yourself nuts thinking about it. I've seen full-grown men. Nah, forget it.
So what do I do now?
Well, you could always do what I do. And what I do is jam.
What?
You blow, kid. You blow and you blow and you blow and you blow and you blow until you forget all about it. I got a song for you.
You do?
Bet your bottom dollar I do. For a girl. Never forgot the song because I never wanted to forget this girl. If you'd have seen her, you'd know why. Kind of where I think your head's at.
Well, would she like it?
She never heard it. Sort of didn't get a chance to play it for her.
What happened?
Well, that's not much of a story, but... Okay. Picture Chicago. More than a couple of years ago. What a town that was. Bright twinkling lights up on Michigan. White tie and tails up there on the North Shore. It was a pretty jazzy little place. Now that's where I met my girl, out on the town like that. Yeah, she'd steal herself away from her parents and we'd go to all the clubs. Nice ones, class joints, you know? Yeah, after a while we started talking about getting married. But it's just one of those things, you know? One day God tosses a coin and it's... Well, you see what I'm saying. I just finished up a decent run at the Edgewater and I had to get out of town real quick. You see, I picked up a last-minute gig in Detroit and, I headed on down to Union Station on Canal and got me a seat on the last train out. Yep. And that was the last of me in old Chicago. I was supposed to go back, meet my girl, and get married. That's when I was gonna play the song. But, like I say, things happen. Ever since then, I've just been waiting to play it for her.
So that's who you've been waiting for.
Yeah. You know, you meet a particular girl, and sometimes you just never see anything else. Ever. I suppose everyone's got a story of what could have been, but... Okay, I'm gonna let you have my song. but it ain't gonna be the easiest thing you ever played.
I want it. It sounds just like I feel.
And that ain't no accident. She's all yours.
All right.
Lesson one, the blow. Nah, like this. Just like that. Consistent pressure from beginning to end. No weak spots. Music starts with silence. Yeah. One more time.
Danny arrives home. Gina is waiting for him.
Not to stay out late, didn't I? Hey?
Yes.
I don't want you stay out late, running around the night like this. No good. Something happen. Lose you.
I was...
Hey! No more tonight! Out, no. Ned, come home. I talk to her.
That's not fair. I was just...
Not fair! Life not fair. It's not fair.
What did I do?
Nothing. No good. Nothing. I just... Never.
Sorry. Are you okay now?
Dr. Fincona, he no good.
Danny picks up the screwed-up paper that Gina threw on the floor and reads it. It is a letter from the doctor. Danny sits on the veranda playing his sax. Gina sits staring at photos of herself when she was young. The next morning, Gina gives Danny breakfast.
Now, jelly for the brain cells, huh? Polenta. Ooh.
No, no, no. Bless. Bless. You know, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Ah. Bless the God. Bless the food. Thank you. Bless everybody. I'm in. Manja, manja.
I'm eating. Your lunch is in the fridge, okay? And I'm going to go out with Mike tonight, so you don't have to wait up for me tonight. What?
I'm done.
Danny walks out. Gina goes to Danny's room.
You okay?
Yeah, I just don't get along with, well, you know who.
You know, if sometime you do like a Mike, he's not going to hurt Valentino's heart. He knows you love him.
You think?
I know.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, Mom acts like she's forgot about him or something.
No, no, no.
Well, that's how I feel.
No, 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 we do not forget. We see him every day.
You do?
Come, I show you. In your face, we see. That tooth, a little crooked. That's a Perillo tooth, huh? There's a face behind your face, and a face behind that one. My father, Antonio, and Amando, too. Generations. Cara mia, a little Valentino. And the older you get, the more you see.
At school.
You decide who you're taking to the dance?
Yeah.
Hi, Philly.
Shirley.
See you later?
Absolutely.
Shirley?
Seems an obvious choice.
But she kisses everybody.
I ain't that particular. Who you taking?
I'm nobody. Dance is gonna rock.
No. Where are ya?
Oh, fine.
Okay, bye. What's up with that?
I kissed her last night.
You kissed her? Whoa, whoa, back up a second. Okay, describe everything. Set the whole thing up for me.
No!
What do you mean, no? This is Phil. You can't keep secrets from Phil.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. I'm sure there's some rule about this. These things are sacred.
Jeez, Phil, I just grabbed
her. You grabbed her? Grabbed her!
What?
That's so not you.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
That? You and Julie?
Yep, I'm through. We need to talk.
Okay, I'm off to see a man about a horse.
So what's up, Danny?
Nothing's up.
Last night wasn't nothing.
Look, I didn't mean to grab you like that. I just...
What's going on? Just talk to me.
I gotta go. I just can't. I'm sorry. Don't talk to me anymore.
What? Danny.
Julie sighs in despair. In a music lesson.
Hang on a second, Edgar. Can we expect a note anytime soon, Danny?
I'd rather not.
Excuse me?
I said I'd rather not. It's a stupid dance and a stupid song, and I could care less about either of them. You could give me an F. You could give me detention. You can even call my mom. It'll make no difference. I'm not playing any song.
Nope. I can play it. Listen.
Outside, Archie is talking to some other boys. He sees Danny.
Hey. Get over here so I can kick your butt.
over here.
Uh-oh, this can't be good.
Better come over here when I call you.
Lay off. Lay off.
Archie throws Danny to the ground and they start fighting. Miss Visor looks out of the window.
Excuse me, girl. Boys, cut that out. Now you get up on your feet. Come on. Now, what am I gonna do with you two?
It's his fault.
Rammy! Danny, I want you both to shake hands.
I don't think so.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, you're all in big... You're all in big trouble.
Well, that certainly put the fear of God into him.
Julie sees one half of the torn card that has fallen from Danny's pocket. She picks it up and reads it. It says, Julie, I love. Danny arrives home.
Hey. Hey, what happened to you? What do you mean, nothing? You got dirt all over you.
A little dirt from a fight. Big deal.
A fight? Since when do you get into a fight?
Give me a break.
Give me a break? I've got enough to do around here. I'm trying to get through a day without yelling at Nona Jean. Now I gotta be worrying about you getting in a fight? What would your dad feel?
What would he feel about Mike?
That is none of your damn business.
Yes, it is!
I wish more than anything in the world that your dad was here. But he's not. So we have to move on.
Is that what you're doing with Mike? Moving on?
I'm trying, baby. I'm trying.
So how's it going?
Oh, God, you're impossible. I can never forget your dad. Part of us. Capisce?
Capisca.
Capisco.
Capisco.
Right.
Capisco.
Bene.
Man, you've been taking some hard knocks lately. I know what you're going through. All this thing about girls and love and all that. Someday it'll happen. You just gotta find a way. A way to say that thing you gotta say.
How?
You got it right there in your hand? All right, kid. Back to work.
Hey, Hubie?
Yeah?
Thanks for everything. Even though things quite didn't work out, you helped me a lot.
Thank you. You never know. Fat lady might not have sung yet. Now blow, kid!
Gina is in her bed.
Oh, grace, the Lord is with thee, and blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Danny, what time?
I don't know.
You have to go.
I ain't going.
You have to go. The dance.
But I can't leave you, you know, alone.
Maggie's downstairs. I'm making the wine. I call if I need anything. It's okay. Don't worry. You have a girl, a friend.
Julie?
She'll be there. She's waiting for you.
No, I don't think so. I don't think she wants to see me right now.
She does. I wasn't always, sometimes I think of him.
Who?
He was so answer. This boy, this man, he had a big shoulders, and he danced with all the girls, but none after me. He said that his feet would not work right with them. His hands so delicate. I smile. And things happen.
You change. You get older.
Danny.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes in life, you have only one that is the one. Ever. You'll go.
I can't.
Danny rests his head on Gina for a few moments, then gets ready to go to the dance. He puts on a grey shirt and jacket. Outside the hall, everyone is arriving. Mike walks down the steps to meet Danny.
Tell you what, I kind of promised your mom, so I'm a man of my word.
All right, well, you know, be cool.
Okay, I'll be cool. Come on.
Yep.
They enter the hall. Archie is dancing with Julie. Danny stops next to Julie. She turns around and they stare at each other. Archie is not impressed.
Pay attention to me!
What?
You are such a creep.
The girl Danny was talking to walks away, leaving him confused. Julie turns to watch.
Such a loser.
He's not a loser. He's my friend, Archie.
I mean, look at him. He's a zero.
Hey, don't you ever say that again.
Hey, don't go having a cow.
Danny walks over to Phil.
Hey.
Look.
They both look at Archie and Julie dancing.
See Julie and Archie?
Yeah.
You can't make someone fall in love with you. I mean, you can write the poems, buy the flowers, open the doors, say sweet things. What's in here that counts? And no amount of florist receipts can fake it. For you, flowers and poems just might not cover it. You just gotta find a way. Say that thing you gotta say. Hubie said that. Huh?
Hubie said that. I gotta go talk to Miss Viola.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We brothers, we men, we hungry.
Phil stuffs his mouth with crisps. Danny runs over to Miss Viola and whispers something in her ear. She walks to the band.
Okay, it's time for the school song, which will be played by Danny Perillo. It's his very first performance, so be kind.
Danny gets up on stage and picks up the saxophone. The students wait in anticipation.
Danny's gonna play.
Everyone stares in amazement. In the graveyard, Hubie listens.
Yeah, that's it, kid. That's it.
Julie walks towards the stage, watching Danny intently. Miss Viola looks on, completely shocked. Archie looks at Julie as tears well up in her eyes.
What's your problem?
I don't know.
Julie runs off. Danny gives the sax back and walks off stage. Mike stops him.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Very good, Danny. Where did that come from? I didn't teach that to you.
Well, I guess I finally had something to say. Have you seen Julie around?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I think I just saw her leave. Looking not very happy about something.
But I'll tell you what, I bet if you hurry.
You sticking around?
Well,
yeah, I have to. I'm an official chaperone.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet, Danny.
Who are you?
I'm a friend of Danny's. Who are you?
Yeah. So you wouldn't happen to hang around cemeteries at night playing a sax, would you?
Why don't you go see the nurse?
Outside, Archie runs after Julie.
What'd you run out here for?
I just wanted to get away from everything. I'm going home.
Fine.
We'll go. What?
Just never mind. No, don't.
Come on, don't you like me?
Actually, no, I don't.
You know what? This suit, it costs big bucks. And that corsage, you think that's cheap?
Oh, please, what's that got to do with anything? You can't just buy some... You know what? Forget it, you're such a moron, you're such a boy!
Judy slaps Archie around the face.
You.
Yeah?
Danny runs towards Archie and pushes him over.
Stop it! You guys, stop it! You're gonna hurt yourself! No, Danny! Stop, Danny is gonna... Archie, no! Archie! Stop it, you guys! Please, please, stop it! No!
Stay away from her. I'm done with the both of you. She ain't worth it.
I think she's worth it.
What?
I think you're worth it.
Danny wraps his jacket round Julie as they look at each other awkwardly.
Thanks.
Julie pulls the torn note from Danny's jacket pocket. She takes the other half that she has tucked into a wristband and puts them together. They read, Julie, I love you. Danny. Julie kisses Danny. In the graveyard.
So we kissed.
No slap, huh?
Nuh-uh.
You did good.
Thanks, Huey.
Okay, it's time.
Time for what?
You gonna play?
Now?
That's right.
Well, what are you gonna teach me?
Nothing left to teach you. I gave you everything I got, kid. The song wants to be played, Danny. From beginning to end. Loud. Say it right.
Okay.
In her bed, Gina can hear Danny play. She gets up and looks out of the window. The thunderstorm still raging. Gina walks out of the house, surrounded by a ray of light. She walks to the graveyard towards Hubie. They both glow like ghosts in the dark.
Chicago, the train, and the snow.
Did you marry Will?
He was not you.
Gina shows Hubie the dance card. His name is written inside.
Since I had the first dance, may I have the last?
Hubie holds her close, and they dance as they did when they first met. Suddenly, Gina turns into a beautiful young Gina, dressed in the same dress she wore at the dance.
Why, Hubie? I'm dying, you know?
I know.
They kiss. She touches his face.
Why did you wait?
Well, I could have gone. And I would have gone, but... I mean, no matter what they say about the place, without you, it can't be heaven.
They kiss again.
Come, it's time.
Un momento.
Gina walks towards Danny and kisses him on the cheek. Hubie and Gina walk off into the distance and vanish into the night.
Bye.
Danny sits and smiles contentedly. At Gina's funeral, a crowd is gathered round the coffin.
And we will miss her. Heaven is a place, after all, to find what it is we lost here on Earth. Whatever it is we feel missing. This perfect completion is heaven itself. May God rest her soul. May God bring her peace. Amen.
With his mother's arm on his shoulder, and Mike standing by their side, they both touch the coffin before walking away. Phil walks past and gives Danny a friendly smile. The relatives hug as Danny turns to see Julie standing in the graveyard. She walks towards him.
You look great.
Thanks.
Get some ice cream? Sure.
They hold hands.
So I didn't know you were that good on the sax.
Well,
where'd you learn how to play like that?
Well, you know, here and there and a bunch of dark places in between.
The end.